fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 5th day of July, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we did have Deputy Hendricks with us, but he's gone. Must have been something, some law enforcement urgent thing came up. That's just the life of being a deputy sheriff. So we'll go ahead and start without Deputy Hendricks this morning to do the pledge. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The first hour, we'll have open lines. Hour two, we'll have Professor McKinney. Hour three, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Got some interesting bumper music for both those gentlemen that will begin, I think, next week. Okay. The monthly John Moore Radio Show meetup will be tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 at the Dietrepanis Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. That takes place in the Benton Square building. It's a 100-year-old schoolhouse rehabilitated into a very nice restaurant on the ground level and a very high-end spa for you ladies on the upper two floors. Very nice. That's 4:30 tomorrow. We get together for dinner at 4:30. We have an informal meeting from 6 to 7, 7 o'clock. Leon Green takes over for training. Friday, we're getting together, for those who want to attend and join us, to watch the film Sound of Freedom. This will be at the Sullivan 6 Cinema in Sullivan, Missouri. We're going to get together for the 1 o'clock show. We'll meet in the lobby at 12:30 and watch the film together. And may go have some dessert afterwards. So that's this Friday. It will be Friday, the 7th day of July, to watch the film Sound of Freedom at the Sullivan 6 Theater in Sullivan, Missouri. The 1 o'clock showing will meet in the lobby at 12:30. I hope a lot of you can make it. All right. It looks like France is having some serious issues. Some people are now calling it a civil war. I'm not so sure it is a civil war, since the perpetrators are not from France. They're from Islamic countries. I've heard 13, 14 million Muslims have immigrated to France. So what do they do once they get there? What does anybody with a 70 or 75 IQ do in a modern developed nation, whether they were born there or came from someplace else? The answer is, I was talking to the manager of a local supermarket, and he hires people with marginal IQs, and they can do what they're told under direct, constant supervision, and not much else. That's an unfortunate truth. So job opportunities for these Muslim men coming from other countries with low IQs, who can't speak French, who cannot read and write their own language frequently because they're illiterate. What job opportunities do these illiterate, low IQ Muslims have? Now, granted, there's exceptions, but they tend to be very few and far between. The high IQ, literate Muslims who can be engineers, doctors, whatever, own their own business and be successful. It probably doesn't take too long for these illiterate, low IQ Muslims, when they get to France, to figure out that they're going to be trapped in a system of poverty and welfare for their entire lives. The countries they came from, they could maybe get by okay as a goat herder or a sheep herder or somebody involved in agriculture, something that they're capable of doing. Of course, the Islam is not compatible with Western values, Western culture, Western way of life. It simply is not. It is, as I refer to it, a bizarre, freakish, barbaric, dangerous religion. I'll say again, bizarre, freakish, barbaric, dangerous religion. Their prophet, Muhammad, did in fact commit dozens, possibly hundreds, of murders personally, ordered the murders of thousands of men and women and children. He was a pedophile. His favorite wife he married when she was seven. But he did the right thing. He did the right thing. He did not have sex with her until she was 9 years old. He had multiple wives. So he was a murderer, a polygamist, and a pedophile. That's who their prophet was, the prophet Muhammad. When he died, he rode a horse to heaven. The horse had a name. The name was Barak, by the way, in case you don't know. For all you Catholics out there, I was married to a woman who grew up Catholic, and my wife, Dr. Moore, who died in June of 2019. So I've been very close to practicing and non-practicing Catholics. My wife was a non-practicing Catholic most of my life. Great people, solid people, studious, hardworking, productive, clean, and so forth. Well, here's, in case you don't know, for all my Catholic listeners out there, your precious religion is merging with Islam. That's what's going on. So get ready. And when they'll have these meetups of Muslims and Catholics, and the Muslims will be smiling and joyful and happy and all that. They will be concealing their true thoughts about you as a Christian. That's what they'll be doing. It's part of their religion to lie to non-Muslims to achieve their goals. Now, I have to give credit where credit's due. The Islam is resisting all this freakish wokeism involving children being exposed to these freakish, strange, and unhealthy and dangerous sexual perversions. I have to give them credit for that, and they deserve credit for that, and thank you for doing so. I find it rather ironic that the same Muslims who oppose genital mutilation of boys and girls to convert them allegedly, because you can't convert a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy, they oppose that while at the same time endorsing the genital mutilation of their own little girls as part of their religion. They surgically remove the clitoris of little girls, an incredibly dangerous, painful, barbaric practice that they've been doing for hundreds of years, many hundreds of years. I heard the one Islamic cleric, he says, oh, it beautifies the girl's vagina. Right. As if it needs beautification from this barbaric practice. So they got their feet in both sides of this story. On one hand, they're against genital mutilation to allegedly convert a boy to a girl or girl to a boy, while they favor the genital mutilation of their own little girls to prevent them from ever having the normal sexual pleasure that a woman can and should have. Very bizarre and freakish religion. So the personal hygiene of Muslims is disgusting by most Western standards. I live less than an hour drive from the University of Missouri at Rolla, Missouri, a world-class university for engineering of all kinds. The current president there, the new president, is a Muslim. I've interviewed at length young men who are students there, and here's what they tell me. They say, John, whenever we're in a class with a Muslim student, we sit as far away from them as we can. And I asked, well, why is that? And they said, well, it's real simple. They stink. These young men are college age, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. They've never touched soap in their life. Seriously. They've never touched soap in their life. When they relieve themselves, they don't use toilet paper. They use their left hand in plain water. And then when they're finished with that rather disgusting operation, they rinse their hand with plain water and don't use any soap. How about that? If you don't find that disgusting, well, I think there's something wrong with you. And of course, they do practice polygamy in this country. They try their best to hide it. Very good friend of mine, she's a Christian lady. When she was in college, she was approached by a Muslim student to marry him. And here's the offer he made to her. You'll be my first wife. That way you'll have an elevated status in the family as the first wife, as if that would make her really happy to become the first wife of this young Muslim student that she was in school with. Obviously, she turned that down. The Muslims believe that they should rule the world, just like the communist Chinese believe they should rule the world. They engaged in conversion by threat of execution for centuries, and they still do. I just read an article over the weekend. Four Pakistani men kidnapped, raped, and murdered a Christian woman because she refused to convert to Islam. The religion of peace, right? The religion of peace. There's been some Muslims elected to U.S. Congress. I don't know if all of them, but several have had National Archives pull out Thomas Jefferson's copy of the Quran, English translation of the Quran, and they lay their left hand on it while they take their oath of office. Well, Thomas Jefferson had an English translation of the Quran for a reason. They were our enemy. The Muslims in North Africa were capturing American merchant vessels, taking the ships captive, taking the crew captive, and holding them for ransom. When you hear the Marine Corps theme song, or from the halls of Montezuma, that would be Mexico, the shores of Tripoli. Well, Tripoli is North Africa. In fact, the one clip I play where the young Marine lieutenant is ordering his men to fix bayonets, that's when the Marines took over Morocco. They did their little invasion. We're talking a few hundred men here, by the way, not many. And they marched on the palace and they captured the king and took over the country. So that's why Thomas Jefferson had the Quran, so he could better understand the mindset of these people and understand their freakish, dangerous, barbaric religion. That's why Thomas Jefferson had an English copy of the Quran. This will not end well. How many million Muslims have entered this country, both legally and illegally? I don't know. It's a bunch, but they cluster together where they can. Dearborn, Michigan is probably the best example, where they cluster together, and which enables them to take over the local city government. Michigan is used to be a great conservative state. Now, recently, the state legislature passed a law making it a felony with a $10,000 fine if you use the wrong pronouns for one of these people, a man who believes he's a woman, or a woman who believes he's a man, or somebody who's just totally confused. If you use the wrong pronoun, you can be arrested, tried, and convicted of a felony with a $10,000 fine. Thank you very much. Yes. Well, let's move on from there. We haven't had Professor McKinney on for a couple of weeks. I always look forward to Professor McKinney. I first met Professor McKinney. It's been about 20 years ago. He had something he was dealing with. I helped him out with my professional skills. And we became friends then. We've remained friends all these years. We've met in person a couple of times. Now, I've had lawyers I work with and others refer to me as a Renaissance man because of my wide variety of skills and interests, and that's a compliment. But I'm going to return the compliment to Professor McKinney, who I truly believe is a Renaissance man. His interests, his skills are so varied and diverse. His books, he's written, about a dozen, 13 books or so, more on the way as he finds time. His books are very foundational in understanding our universe, understanding Planet X. He's written 3 books which deal wholly or in part with Planet X, by the way. It was kind of ironic. During 2012, he and I, just about every week, the entire year leading up to, December 12th, was it? December 26th, whatever it was. It was one of the many Mayan calendars were ended on that date in December 2012. And there was a number of individuals who were just blasting as loudly and as long as they could that this would be the end of the world as we know it. On one hand, on the other hand, Professor McKinney and I just kept saying that was just a day before the next and not a big deal, that the Mayans had many calendars. This was just one of many calendars that they had. Don't worry, mate. That's what Professor McKinney and I did pretty much every week the entire year of 2012, trying to dispel that mythology that the world was going to end on a certain date in December 2012. That's been, 11 years ago? Doesn't seem that long ago, does it? I like to get, I started a few months ago getting a weekly archaeological update from Professor McKinney because his skills include a very high level of understanding of archaeology when it comes to Central and South America. Not so much other parts of the world, although he does have knowledge of archaeology in those other parts of the world, but he's made multiple visits to Central and South America over the decades. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The 4th of July sale is in effect right now until midnight the 7th, midnight Friday the 7th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Don't ask them about the sale. My order takers won't have a clue. Toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. We got something new at my website. If you haven't listened since last week, something new. I'm going to go there right now so I can talk about this and make some sense of it. Here we go. Beginning in January, I recalled the following. I recalled that I did a show. I wasn't sure if it was on my show or with Dr. Bill Deagle, where I made the following two statements. One, and this was in the spring of 2020, by the way. Number one, that a vaccine, a safe and effective vaccine, cannot be created in 9 months. It simply can't. Number two, my belief, at the time I didn't have evidence, but I now do have evidence, that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. I found that clip over the weekend. It's posted at my website. It's less than 8 minutes. And if people who paid heed at the time may have saved their life. Those who did not, well, they may be paying the price. So that's at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo put on by Ed Griffin. That's this coming August, the second weekend in August, August 12th and 13th. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. That's in Des Moines, Iowa. We've got a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura. Laura, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hello. Yes, for Laura? Yeah. John, I wanted to tell you, this Chrislam thing, I listen to Catholic radio, they never mention that the rank and file people are not. We're ignoring the Pope just like we ignore the senile old president, fraudulent president that we have. I assure you, this is not a big thing.
Let me help you out there. Let me help you out, Laura. If you visit any Catholic churches, you'll find posted on the bulletin boards notices of social get-togethers of Muslims and Christians, and Muslims and Catholics, if you actually go to a Catholic church. But go ahead, Laura.
Well, how come I've never heard anything on Catholic radio about that? Nothing.
Well, my dear, I can't explain that, but I visited dozens of, not dozens, but four or five Catholic churches over the past several years, and I've seen those notices posted myself.
I haven't been able to go to a Catholic church in a while, but people I know that do go, they've said nothing about that. Nothing. Like my son and daughter-in-law, they said nothing about that.
Right. Well, I guess it depends on you know, they have the church split up into these dioceses, and probably some dioceses are promoting it more than others.
I know they're in the Lansing Diocese.
Right.
But
if they're in Lansing Diocese, I would bet there are certainly going to be some, at least social get-togethers, at least.
I've never heard one thing. Never heard one rank-and-file Catholic say anything about this Islam thing.
Well,
the
Pope has made multiple statements about this, so in public, so it's not really a secret.
Like I said, we don't pay attention to him. He's done a lot of things that we don't like. We're just waiting for him to die.
Every Catholic I know basically says the same thing.
Biden to die.
Every Catholic I know says the same thing you're saying. Yeah.
We're waiting for the Pope to die.
Right. Right.
There's been a few good ones, but actually, it hasn't been a good one since Pope Pius X. So, anyway, I'm just telling you, this is not widespread, and I can't believe that you're seeing this on social things, because my daughter-in-law and son would tell me about that.
Well, I know the St. Louis Diocese has been promoting these social get-togethers for several years, so I've seen that in person.
Huh.
Okay, Laura, anything else?
I just prefer you didn't spread that around like everybody wants this, you know.
Well,
I know a lot of rank
and
file Catholics.
I'm stating as a matter of
fact. Nobody
says
anything about it.
Okay, Laura. Well, thank you for your call. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Paul in Texas. Excuse me. Paul in Texas.
Good morning, John.
Go ahead. Good morning, Paul. Good morning.
What I want to do is, on the COVID thing, I wanted to pass on, I sent you an email. I actually texted Leon Green a link. He asked him to send it to you, but he said, no, call John. Anyway, I saw a YouTube presentation by a doctor, David Martin, who was speaking at the EU Parliament.
Hold on, we'll get your comments after the break, Paul. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. A lot there. As I mentioned earlier, a less than 8-minute clip that you can listen to where I warn everybody about the vaccinations already being in refrigerators waiting to be distributed in the spring of 2020. That's what I stated then. Also saying that you can't create a vaccine in 9 months or less, which of course you can't. You want a custom log cabin, one room cat log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000 square foot log lodge as featured in Yellowstone? Well, you can get either one or something in between. The guys I work with build custom kits. They're delivered to your job site to the specifications of your architect for your construction contractor to build your perfect, beautiful home for you. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. That will be in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. The 4th of July sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 7th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Paul from Texas, you got some follow-up on the COVID matter, sir?
Yes. Now, I want to... This YouTube presentation may be of interest. I'm going to give you how to search on it. It's Pandemic as a Weapon, Unveiling the Genocidal Nature of COVID. Dr. Martin speaks to EU Parliament. And there was a number of people apparently speaking to the EU Parliament, including Dr. Malone. Now, I want to give you some highlights of that, because I'm not going to tell you the whole thing because I won't do it justice, but the highlights are that the COVID was isolated back in 1965. In 1966, experiments began. In 1967, they determined it could be manipulated. So there was 56 years in engineering. In 1990, the first spike protein vaccine was developed by Pfizer and patented, and they also found out they don't work. And there's more information on that website that may be interesting to you. So it's been in development, vaccine, since 1990. Well, actually, earlier, it was 56 years of experiments of engineering on the thing. Also, another note, I had an opportunity to, I was at a memorial on Friday, and I was at a funeral home, and I talked to the person that does the embalming there, and he confirmed that they are finding clots, thick clots, in the COVID people. Anyway, that's all. I wanted to pass that on to you in case there's some interest in looking at that YouTube presentation.
Well, I appreciate the call, Paul. Thank you very much. I have some of Dr. Malone's work at my website at thelibertyman.com. Dr. Malone has been doing phenomenal work along with a number of other individuals, men and women. My website is split up into panels, three across, three across, three across. As you scroll down, the COVID panel has more than 200 articles and videos, including Dr. Malone, including Dr. Michael Yaden. Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. Now, I need to correct Paul when he says that the vaccines don't work. No, they work as they're intended to work. According to Dr. Yaden, they're designed and meant to kill and hurt people. They're working perfectly. Nothing wrong with them. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do, hurt and kill people. They're working perfectly. They were never intended to stop the spread of the COVID or keep people from getting it. That was never the intention. The intention was to hurt and kill people, and they're working perfectly. When you say they don't work, no. They work exactly as they're meant to work. They're doing what they're meant to do. The COVID vaccinations are designed, engineered, and intended to hurt and kill people. They're working perfectly. That less than 8-minute clip at my website, it took me half a year to find it. I do 15 hours of radio a week of my own show. I have multiple appearances on other shows, Dr. Bill Deagle, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, others. And it was a challenge to find that statement, and it took me 6 months, but I found it, where I said in the spring of 2020, my belief, I have evidence now, I didn't then. I had a belief based on my knowledge as just a mature adult who spent most of his life conducting high-level investigations, including murders, multiple murders, investigations, civil matters. One civil matter involved $100 million at risk. So based on my knowledge and experience, my belief in the spring of 2020 was that the vaccinations were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. And now we know that they are. I know they are. I do private consultations. I had two doctors come from the East Coast. They come to visit with me and do a private consultation. They told me that one of their patients, a female patient, whose name they did not disclose, I did not ask, I don't want to know her name, works for either Pfizer or Moderna, told them in the confidence of their relationship that the COVID vaccination had been worked on for 6 years before it had been released. Paul's information and Dr. Malone is that there was foundational research done for decades before that, but the actual vaccine was worked on for 6 years before it was released in when was that, January 2021, I believe, is when they released it to the public. Now, what we're witnessing, what we're living through, are, in a case of people who got the COVID vaccination, there's an expression in prisons where they have men and women sentenced to death. They call them the walking dead. Dead man walking. That's a term they use. Dead man walking. Everybody who's got the COVID vaccination, in my opinion, is a dead man or dead woman walking, including my daughter, my son-in-law, my two youngest grandchildren. They may or may not die, but they'll probably, the boy will probably be sterile. The girl will probably be unable to have children if they even live. Don't know yet. So that's what we're witnessing right before our eyes. Something, in my opinion, is the worst crime in recorded human history. Now, I don't expect everybody to agree with that statement, but that's my opinion based on what I see, what I observe, what I read, what I hear. I'm on a first-name basis with two different gentlemen who own funeral homes, and I've got confirmation of what Paul said about what the embalmers are pulling out of these bodies. These days, the funeral home directors generally don't do the embalming themselves. There probably are some that do. They hire outside vendors to do the embalming for them. And the documentation of what these embalmers are pulling out of these corpses is clear and convincing. These aren't blood clots in a traditional medical terminology, the traditional medical sense of the word. Traditionally, in medicine, blood clots is human blood that's coagulated and form clots. That's not what they're pulling out of people. What they're pulling out of people are structures that are not from human blood. That's what they're pulling out of people. Sometimes they're two or three inches long, sometimes a foot long. I've seen some that are over 2 feet long come out of the femoral artery. What's amazing to me is that a person, even a very athletic person, can act and behave normally, even behave and perform at a very high level of athletics, such as a professional soccer player. I didn't play soccer. I was a football player. The couple of times I did play soccer just flat wore me out in just a matter of minutes. It's just a whole different type of conditioning. So professional soccer players performing at that level of athletics, falling over dead because of blood clots and causing them to have a heart attack. And we've had more than 1,200 men and women athletes all over the world die the last couple of years in that manner. We've got a caller here. We've got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I'm just looking up here. It's called the BC Catholic Nota Bene, May 4th, 2023. Nota Bene Muslim Outreach. And we got members of the communities of Ahmadiyya with Archbishop Miller from the left. This is the picture. Umar Chaudhry, Ashfaq Ahmad, and Imam Shakur Ahmad from Batur Rahman Mosque, Delta. That's in BC, with Deacon Richard Zhao, a Chinese guy. The Archdiocese of Vancouver's coordinator of ecumenical and interfaith relations. Looks like they're having these meetings, according to this. And I would say that it depends on the bishop of that diocese,
right,
as to how far they're going to take this. Now, St. Louis is probably fairly radical, if I got that right. Would I be right?
They seem to be. I know St. Louis area is divided east-west as far as Catholicism at the Missouri River. St. Charles County, right, yeah, next door, did not have the draconian mask mandates, for example, that the St. Louis Archdiocese did. And I know the St. Louis Archdiocese has been promoting these Muslim get-together social events.
Yeah. Would I be right in guessing that the city of St. Louis is a blue city? Am I right?
Absolutely. The Democrats have controlled the city of St. Louis politically for decades.
So that would be the case here in Vancouver. I think we're left of center here. But if you go to the Quran, actually, you will see that there is a stipulation that Muhammad asks for all Muslims to venerate the Holy Family. Are you aware of such a quote?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, I forgot to mention that the other day. So I can take you to a place in Taiwan where there is a mosque right beside, 50 feet away from the Holy Catholic the Holy Family Catholic Church run by Jesuits. And the Holy See is a couple of blocks away from there. So there is this relationship that obviously goes back a long way, but obviously I think they are trying to do some kind of pre-merging strategy. Back to you.
Well, that's taking place, and of course, most Catholic men and women really are not aware of this unless they happen to live in a diocese where that's already taking place, and so it's a fact of life that that's what's going on.
Well, I think we'll be ambushed, just like we were with the COVID thing. It'll be an ambush where all of a sudden it will appear, you see. So anyway, I'll let you go. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Oh, I forgot to mention, Muhammad, in addition to being a murderer who murdered hundreds of people personally, pedophile, he married a 7-year-old girl, and a bigamist, he had multiple wives. In addition to those things, he was also illiterate. He could not read or write in Arabic or any other language. So, what a guy. And Muslims regard him as, quote-unquote, the perfect man. And the reason they have these barbaric, freakish practices, such as never touching soap, is, well, Muhammad never touched soap. So the goal of many, if not most, Muslims is to duplicate the lifestyle of Muhammad, so they have a better chance of entering the Muslim heaven. Now, of course, if a Muslim man dies in combat, it's called, they call it jihad, holy war, he instantly is in the Muslim heaven with 72 virgins. Now, it took me a while, but I finally learned who the 72 virgins are. But in the Muslim belief system, the 72 virgins will be the wives of the deceased jihadist. And every time he has sex with one of the 72 virgins, at the end of the intercourse, the virgin instantly converts back to becoming a virgin once again. So it took me a while to find out, but I found out who the 72 virgins are. They're 72 9-year-old girls is what they are, and they forever remain 9 years old. They never become 10 years old, and they never defecate. They never urinate. So that's the 72 virgins. But I wondered for a while, this took me even longer, what happens to a woman who dies waging jihad, blows herself up with a suicide bomb? Well, I found out. The bonus for her is she's instantly in Muslim heaven, and she gets to be one of the 7-year-old virgins. Isn't that special? That's her reward for eternity when she blows herself up waging jihad. A bizarre, freakish, dangerous, barbaric religion. That's what Islam is. It is totally and completely incompatible with Western culture, Not even if you disregard Christianity, even if you do that, it's still incompatible with the basic concepts of Western civilization, Western culture, Western beliefs. It is. You think they're going to give up polygamy? No. I've seen Muslim men shopping at Costco and places like that with their two wives. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen it personally. And, no, this will not end well. It will not end well at all. And that's the way it is. We got our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee, no town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Got time for maybe a quick call before the top of the hour in Professor McKinney. What a strange new world we live in. It's always had its unusual points here and there along the way. But beginning in January 2020, things really became really bizarre really quickly. I recall when George Floyd died, and we had movie night here locally in Davisville. My pastor, my church, Pastor Bell, who I believe will begin either this week or next week to do a one-hour appearance. I said, Pastor, it looks like they finally found a valid thing they can get behind, a valid issue. Because all I knew at the time was this guy died. It looked like this cop had maybe suffocated him with his knee on the neck. And, of course, much of the country felt the same way. Now, I was talking about this with my wife the other day. Somebody in authority had the power to stop the second tape from being released. They stopped it for more than a month. In the meantime, how many people died? How many millions, tens of millions of dollars of damage? The George Floyd protest. The second tape showed George Floyd sitting in the back of the patrol car, handcuffed, saying the following, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. If that had been released earlier, before tens of millions of dollars of property damage, before lives were lost, that would have minimized that, maybe stopped from happening in the first place. I wasn't there on the scene. I wasn't one of the officers. But very likely, the officers thought, well, here's a guy who's claustrophobic. Somebody who's claustrophobic would basically be saying the same thing. I can't breathe. That's what a claustrophobic person does when they're having their panic attack because they're in what they consider to be a confined, enclosed space. The person or persons, the entity that held back that tape being released for a month, they're personally responsible for those lives that were lost and the tens of millions of dollars of property damage. They're personally responsible for that, in my opinion. Didn't need to happen. It did not need to happen. George Floyd killed himself with a drug overdose. He had enough drugs, more than enough to kill more than two healthy adult males in his bloodstream when he died from drugs that he ingested, that he voluntarily ingested, killing himself. The police officer's knee on the neck didn't kill anybody. Didn't even restrict his breathing or able to talk. And it may still be on my website. A video of a law enforcement hand-to-hand combat instructor laying on the ground with another instructor's knee on his neck, full weight, and the guy can talk and breathe perfectly. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McCanny. Stay tuned.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.